prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. I swear, every song with a curse word makes its way to the top of the list right before Dr. Jeff's show. I don't know why that is. I had to keep changing songs. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe what's playing. Okay, so we have a great show planned for you today. During the first half hour, we're going to be joined by my co-host for Science for Humans, Dr. Jeff Galini. We're going to talk about the craziness that is happening right now in high school sports. It's getting crazy. I feel sorry for kids that are in high school today that want to participate in sports. Later in the show, we're going to talk about an app called Headspace that can actually help you meditate if you've never meditated before. And we're going to be joined by the gadget guy, Derek Trombetta, for that in just a little while. Of course, I want to mention that All-American Pharmaceuticals and EFX Sports is the title sponsor of this show. They're giving away 6 free samples of their top-selling products right now. You just pay shipping to get them. And it really is just shipping. And try them. If you like them, then you can buy them. Because Dr. Jeff believes that no one should buy anything before they try it. And without further delay,
this is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
How you doing, Dr. J?
I'm doing good. How about you, Carl?
Could you imagine being in high school right now, especially you, because you played football, you played basketball, you played everything. Could you imagine being in high school today?
You know, it would frustrate me to no extent.
Yeah, it's just terrible.
It was bad back then, you know. I mean, I remember coaching where, you know, parents thought their kids should play and their kids should start. And when I coached elementary kids when I was in college, I played everybody because it's about teaching them fundamentals. And, oh, parents were on my case about, you know, why are you playing the ones that are no good? It's just terrible, you know, and I think it just has evolved into the craziness that's going on today.
And you know what the funny thing about that is? I have all 3 of my children were involved in competitive sports when they were young. My son played travel ice hockey, and both of my daughters were figure skaters. And to those out there who are this parent, you may want to rethink it. There's always a parent, or sometimes a couple, that you just pointed out, that they think that their child should get played more frequently, and their child this, and their child that. They're the ones that are screaming at their kids while they're on the field, screaming at the top of their lungs, standing at the bleachers, turn around, look over there. By the way, your son or daughter can't hear you, just for the record. They cannot hear you, okay? But you're screaming anyway, and what you are creating is an environment where your child is embarrassed of your actions. They're embarrassed of you. You're creating an environment where your child will be embarrassed every time you act like a fool like that. So don't do it for your child. Don't do it.
I was at a volleyball tournament. I think it's up to 12-year-old girls or 11-year-old girls. My granddaughter is playing. And this is funny. They were out in the hill bunks playing a bunch of cowboy schools. And this redneck dad got up, and he just started screaming and yelling. And the girl looked, and it got quiet, and she goes, shh, put her finger up.
Right.
Oh, he sat down. I was busting up laughing. I'm like, I never saw that. But she was like, cut it out, you know? I mean,
it is. It's embarrassing. You're not helping your child either. You're not doing anything for your child. If you want to support your child, spend time off the field working with them, and then let them become who they want to be. Don't try to scream them into performing.
And don't do the same thing. I have seen, you know, parents after the games go up and ream the coach about how they coached or the plays they called or you know, why my kid didn't play and my kid's the best on the team. You know, come on. sports is about teaching sportsmanship. One of the things that I was really impressed, Carl, with this little girl volleyball is at the beginning of the game, they would line up on opposite sides of the net, including the coaches, and they would go through and they would slap each other five. After the game, they had to do the same thing. I thought, you know, that's teaching sportsmanship.
Right.
That win, lose, or draw, you know, you be a good sport because there's only one winner.
Right. Someone's going to lose. Right. Exactly.
And the tournament, you know, there's 15 teams. One team is going to be the winner, and the rest of them are going to lose.
Now, is it your experience that women, unfortunately, fall into this category more often than men as far as screaming and carrying on, or do you think it's the guys just as bad?
It's both. I mean, I know myself, you know, being an athlete, you know, I like to go to the games to either watch and enjoy it or support whoever you're watching. You know, they just like to know that somebody's there. They look up in the stands, they smile, they know that you're watching, you care. You know, but I see both women and men doing it. So it just really depends, you know.
Okay, so let's...
one guy...
Go ahead. I'm sorry, this one guy, the guy that was yelling...
I was going to say, this one guy, you know, he, as they would switch sides, he would come and sit in front of me and yell for his team. And then he'd go down the other. And it was all that I could take to say... oh, be quiet. I don't know if you ever remember that movie, Blindside.
Oh, I love that movie. The one with Sandra Bullock, right?
Yeah, remember the first game, they're in the sticks, and she had to go up there and yell at that guy.
Yeah.
In the stand.
That's
this
my son. She said, that's my son, Michael. Yeah, that's my son, Michael.
Yeah,
you're talking about.
This guy at this show game reminded me of him.
Right. He needs some discipline. So let's talk about when this kind of... parental interference really goes wrong. So tell the audience the story about the cheerleader tryout.
Yeah, so this is crazy. It was on the East Coast. As everybody knows, cheerleading, you try out. You know, some people make the squad, some people don't.
Right.
Don't want to hear it's political or it's a clique. Hey, that's life. You know, somebody has to judge. Well, this gal didn't make the cheerleading squad, so her mother went to the board. Now, she must have had some pull in order to go to the school board and get them to change their mind. Not only did they let her little girl on the cheerleading squad, they said, you know what, we no longer are going to have tryouts. Everybody who wants to participate can now be on the cheerleading squad. Is that not the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard?
Well, this is going on in sports in general today. I mean, you've got participation trophies, which you know about, you and
oh,
I.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, every year when my son played travel hockey, we had an end-of-year party, and certain people got trophies and medals for most valuable player and stuff like that. And quite frankly, Chase wasn't aggressive enough when he was young. It wasn't until he started playing, he was playing mm-hmm. hockey in high school, that he actually got aggressive and he got really good. And so he didn't get a lot of those awards at the end of season dinner. But I never made a big deal about it because I was proud that he played. That was it.
Well, that's it. You know, when I was in high school, you earned a varsity letter or a junior varsity letter, not for making the team, you know, but for playing so many hours. You know, there was a criteria to earn that letter. So when you actually earned your letterman jacket and you had your awards and stuff, I mean, those were earned. Now, what about the kids that didn't earn it? Tough, man.
They try harder.
The team or they didn't make the team. Yeah, but you know what? I'll tell you what. The kids that didn't earn those were the lazy ones, Carl.
Right.
I was out busting my butt, practicing, training, working hard, and the ones that, you know, that were on the team, they just, it was more of a social thing, you know, and it's nothing about talent, it's all about how hard you work. I remember when I got into bodybuilding, people told me I didn't have the frame, my skin was too thick, I was never going to make it, and, you know, don't have genetics, you know, that's all a bunch of hoo-hoo, you know, so again, parents, you know, if your kid doesn't make the team, that's just the way it is, man. That's life.
But this is a learning experience. Here's the problem today. People like to talk about millennials, right? Well, the truth of the matter is, it's parents like me and our age group that created these false expectations that you deserve something just for showing up. I have to tell you something in case you don't know this, but life is a meritocracy. Life is based on merit. Life is based on how hard you work and what you do to achieve in your life. And the problem is there are a lot of people out there who didn't do the right thing with their lives. They made a lot of bad decisions. They come to a point in their life where they realize they're never going to be able to catch up. So they want you to give them some of what you worked hard for. That is exactly what's happening when you tell your child you deserve a trophy just for showing up. They think they deserve money just for showing up to work, or they deserve a home without saving for it just because they live. This is the problem today. This sense of entitlement comes from this stupid idea.
I had a guy on Facebook just before the show. I was checking my messages, and he had asked me about a job or something. And I said, hey, you know, go to the website and apply. I mean, so today he comes back and he said something about, you know, you're greedy. You have everything, and you don't want to give a guy a chance.
Did he really say
that? He did. I'm like, oh, you know what? This is the wrong time. I normally don't type anything nasty. I said, you know what? First of all, what I have is what I earned. Second of all, you know, I don't even know who you are. Third, I gave you an opportunity to apply, but you were too lazy to go apply. You just think I should just give you something because you asked.
Right.
That's the problem. And it was a young guy, and he happened to be from India. But still, you know, people think that stuff should just be handed to them. That's not how life is.
No.
And the problem is, they go on to college and look at all the issues with college right now where I don't want to take a test. Oh, the teacher's too hard. And then they get into life and they don't get the job. I mean, I'm sorry. In business, we don't play that game. You know, we don't give people a paycheck for doing nothing, and we don't hire them just because we feel bad. No, you're going to be unemployed, you know.
Yeah.
So get off your whatever wagon and quit thinking the world owes you something. Nobody owes you anything. You know, if you want something, this is America. You have an opportunity. If you choose to be on welfare, that's your choice because McDonald's is always hiring, you know.
Right.
So, and again, you know, you want to be on the team, then that's a great goal.
Yeah.
You know, as I tell a lot of these young bodybuilders, you know, don't be whining that you didn't place. You should be happy that you made it on stage because most people just talk about it. So accomplishment number one, you've got in the best shape of your life. You show me pictures? Yeah, I see why you lost. Don't tell me you should have won. You don't look anything like the top five.
Right.
This is a funny story. A guy I know was an ex-football player, college. He said, my daughter came home from school with a ribbon. And she said, oh, Daddy, look what I won, a ribbon. He's like, for what? Oh, because, you know, I went out for track and they gave it to me. He said, I went back down to the school, and I said, you know what? Here, my daughter's giving you this ribbon back. You give a ribbon for first, second, and third place. You don't give a ribbon for just showing up. He goes, you're teaching my daughter that everything is free. And I'm like, good for you, dude.
That's awesome.
You.
And you know what? What you're teaching the child is that mediocrity gets rewarded. And in real life, that's not what happens. Mediocrity doesn't get rewarded. It does
not. And he said to her, look, if you want a ribbon, you need to earn it. You need to place. And guess what she did? She went and worked hard, and she ended up placing so that she actually earned that ribbon. And it meant a heck of a lot more than just being, you know, handed something for being on the team.
People who do this are setting their children back, quite frankly. I know they do it from love. They want to protect their children. They want their children to have good life experiences. But what's more valuable than that is teaching your child to earn something and achieve something, because then they can earn and achieve for the rest of their lives, long after you're dead and you're not there to yell at the coach anymore or their boss or whoever it is that needs yelling at to be told to treat your child better.
You know what? I see the parents are doing it for themselves, because I see it in this volleyball thing that I participated in this year. You know, I see all of these out of shape, played some high school sports, you know, wanting to live through their kid But it's more about, oh, my kid made the A team, you know, look at me, we're doing this. It's
yeah,
all the
right.
parents boasting, you know, and they bring the kid along. Half the kids don't even want to play on the team, but they have to because their mama played 1 year of, you know, freshman volleyball, and now she thinks her kid should be, you know, a professional volleyball player. I mean, how about we ask the kids, do you want to do this?
Yeah, what do you want to do? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I never forced my kids into anything. You know what I mean? I only had one rule, which is a rule my father had. You don't have to do anything. But if you go out, you do not quit. You stick out the season. Next year, if you don't want to go out again, that's fine. But you will not quit. And that was the only rule. You did not quit. You had to finish off.
I want to talk about something that's even scarier, but I want to take a break first. But before we go into the break, I have to add, because I never think of you as a grandpa, because you're so youthful and you're so, you know, you're so youthful. I don't think of you as a grandpa. So do the grandkids have a name for you? Do they call you Papa or something like that?
Yeah, they do. They call me Papa.
Isn't that great? Because in the Italian families, we all call our grandfathers Papa, right?
I know. It's funny. And then sometimes they'll go, oh, Grandpa. And I go, no. You know, your dad is your dad. I'm your papa, man. I'm the godfather of this family.
Yeah, so. I like that. I hopefully someday I'll be papa. I just don't know if I'm going to be able to live long enough for my kids to have kids. We'll have to see what happens.
It's the coolest thing.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about something that's even to a greater degree of insanity that's going on in high school sports. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. This is Science for Humans. Stay tuned.
Ever heard of a supplement company that lets you pick the products they make and sell? What you have now, we are All American Body, a factory direct supplement brand proudly brought to you by All American Pharmaceutical. Don't pay more somewhere else. You can get the same or even better products directly from us. Now check this out. All American Body is a brand about you. Tell us what to make next so you can save big. Go ahead and request a specific ingredient. You know, arginine, citrulline, vitamin D, a product type or category, keto, greens, naturals, herbals, nootropics, and even a specific branded product or formula. We'll either copy it exactly or make it even better. And best of all, it won't cost anything close to what you've been paying, period. And if we do end up using your suggestion, you'll get the first bottle absolutely free. We'll also give you full credit on that product's description page. You'll be famous, signing autographs and people asking you to take pictures with them wherever you go. So head on over to allamericanbody.com right now. That's allamericanbody.com and make your product request today. You know, All American Body, crazy savings, insane results.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Thrive Market wants to give you $60 in free organic products of your choice plus free shipping just to get you to check them out. Over 4,000 organic products to choose from and up to 50% off all their products. And shopping at Thrive Market is more convenient than anywhere else. Order online or on their app in minutes, day or night, and get everything delivered right to your door. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the Thrive Market banner ad and get your $60 in free organic foods and free shipping today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. Talking about high school today. Because let's face it, physical culture starts in high school.
Yeah.
It may start younger for parents who get their children involved in sports, but for most of us, it starts in high school. There's an even bigger problem than crazy parents doing things that are not good for their kids. And that is with the new... you can be a boy or girl if you want to movement. And quite frankly, I think somewhere in Canada, they just issued the first birth certificate this past week that is considered non-binary. It says male, female, and then it says something else for gender, no gender, like X or something like that. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's getting crazy, right? So, This you can be a boy or girl if you identify as a boy or girl movement has created a lot of stress for kids in high school and especially on in the sports arena, because you have boys who identify as girls, wrestling girls. You have transgender, pre-op transgender. So what pre-op transgender basically means, you haven't had any of the hormone therapy. You haven't had any surgery. But if you're a boy, you dress like a girl and you act like a girl. So that's pre-op transgender. You have stepped into the role of a girl, even though you have genitals. And when you're old enough, you'll get the surgery and follow through with it. And maybe you won't. Maybe you'll change your mind. Maybe you think, you know, I think I really do want to be a boy. But you'll go through high school as a boy being a girl and playing against the girls and beating the pants off of them because you're really a boy. How can they? This is crazy.
And you know, this is government. This is school districts. I mean, it's the most ridiculous thing. You know, everybody's afraid of getting sued. You know, I think it should be illegal for all these ridiculous groups who go about, you know, suing all these schools and stuff for this, that they should be thrown in jail. You know, it should be illegal. You know, I'm sorry. Biology is biology. There are men and there are women. We are not frogs where we have both sexes. We can reproduce ourselves. There's only two genders. There is no three genders. And if you're a boy and you want to dress like a girl, knock yourself out. But you should not be allowed to go in the girls' bathroom or play on girls' sports. And that goes the same for girls. You know, you want to be a tomboy? Hey, we had all kind of tomboys in our neighborhood that played sports with us, that hung out. You know, they were like one of the guys. But we didn't let them on the football team. You know, they needed to go out for girls' sports. And guess what? They did very good at it because they used to play with the boys. So it goes both ways.
So I want to throw something into this discussion that cannot be ignored. There's two Scandinavian scientists that have successfully created, let's say, homosexual rodents, right? They've taken male rodents, and what they do is they take a pregnant mother, they introduce one hormone during the first trimester another hormone during the third trimester. Why? Because the genitalia forms in the first trimester. DHT makes testicles and a penis a pop out. Estrogen makes a vagina created. Now, but the brain wiring doesn't complete itself until the third trimester. So sexual preference is independent of genitalia. Two Scandinavian scientists, these are old studies, these studies are probably 8-9 years old now, showed that they could actually create rodents with male genitalia that preferred sex with other male rodents. They were attracted to male rodents. And they created female rodents with female genitalia that were attracted to other female rodents. So we know what's happening. What's really the issue here today is that because of the chemicals in our environment today, we see it in aquatic life. We've seen it in aquatic life for 10 years now. We know that there are frogs and tadpoles and fish that have both genital types because of the chemicals that are being poured into our rivers and streams. Well, mothers are being exposed to these chemicals during pregnancy. And if the chemical in the beginning is a DHT type mimicking chemical, then genitalia pops out. But then when the DHT goes away and the estrogen takes over during the formation of the brain, the sexual preference becomes for males. Now you have a young boy, he has testicles, he has a penis, but he's attracted to men. It's not a choice. This is happening in our environment. So what I predict we're going to end up having someday, I think this whole notion of men identifying as women and women identifying as men is going to get stronger and stronger as we have more of these anomalies occurring in our offspring. And what we are going to have someday is, instead of being considered male or female, we're going to be considered breeders or non-breeders. So we're going to have people who cannot have children because they're attracted to the same sex and the only way they can have children is to adopt. And we're going to have people who can have children because they have a heterosexual preference and men choose women and women choose men. You're going to end up having breeders and non-breeders someday. It may be 100 years from now, maybe 200 years from now, but yeah, that is going to be a legitimate category within our civilization, I predict.
And you know, again, I don't want to come across like, you know, I'm not sensitive to people. You know, these are psychological issues. They're chemical issues. You know, parents should get their kids help, because there is help for this. There are doctors that are very good, you know, they can help kids cope. But that has nothing to do with sports. Like I said, you know, if you want to dress like a girl, I don't care. It ain't going to bother me none. But don't think that you now need to play on the girls' basketball team.
Right.
Because, you know, that's where the line should be drawn. I mean, again, and the same with the other way around. I mean, you know, when I was in high school, we used to take showers and stuff. We didn't want girls in there. I mean, you know.
Girls didn't want to be in there. Girls didn't want to be in there either.
No. And there was you'd get thrown out of school. You get hung for going in the girls' locker room or girls coming in the boys' locker room. You know, they used to push each other in there and play all those games.
Right.
But again, it comes down to, you know, we're watering down sports. You know, we're crossing over. I mean, we have our little league football here. They're letting girls on the team. Now, again, I'm not saying that girls shouldn't play football. I don't think that girls should be tackling with boys.
I think that
is a big no-no. I think it is a distraction for the boys, and it's a distraction for the girls. Let's come up with a girls' football league.
Right.
I mean, if there are enough girls really want to play. But, you know, like the scouts, let's just let everybody do everything so we don't hurt nobody's feelings. You know, I mean, that's where I think sports has to put an end to it. I can guarantee you aren't going to see professional, you know, they're not going to let
I don't know. I was just thinking that. I'm waiting for a guy who can't.
Well, until somebody sues somebody.
Right. I'm waiting for a guy who can't make it into the men's pro league in, let's say, basketball, decide to go ahead and, because there was a movie in the 80s about this. There was a movie about a black guy who couldn't make it into the pro league, and so he played women's basketball, and he was like kicking butt. And It was a spoof because it's the most ridiculous.
Like, he dressed up like a girl, and they thought he was a girl.
Yes,
but you know what? I just saw this. This is kind of something similar. A bunch of men got caught because they have a disabled men's basketball league, and this team kept winning the championships in Europe, and they found out that 90% of them weren't disabled. They were just acting like they were. I mean, come on. If you got to win a trophy that bad that you got to lie or cheat, go buy one. I mean, 10 years from now, no one's going to even know if you're on the team. You might as well go buy yourself a big one and put it on your shelf.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. And
lie. Really
lie. Tell put it, get a stand, get the Stanley Cup and tell people you play
exactly.
hockey and you won the Stanley Cup. Make it a big lie if you're going to lie.
Oh,
make it a
man.
Big. I mean, basically, it's cheating. Letting boys tackle girls is cheating. Letting boys wrestle girls is cheating. And trust me, those girls don't like it. While they may not be able to say anything because they're in that school environment and they'll be beat down by the people who won't have anything that changes, that challenges opinions, those girls don't like wrestling boys and losing to boys. I don't care if he identifies as a girl. Doesn't matter.
No, there is no way that those girls could be happy with that. I mean, no way.
Can I call you Papa? No, I guess not.
Sure, man. You call me anything, brother.
Can I call you Papa Gallini? Come on.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
All right, man. This has been a good show. Hopefully people got something good out of it. I'll talk to you next week, brother.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by Derek Trombetta, the official Superhuman Radio gadget guy. He has an app for those of you who want to meditate. He's coming to your rescue. Stay tuned.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Who ever heard of a supplement company that lets you pick the products they make and sell? What you have now, we are All American Body, a factory direct supplement brand proudly brought to you by All American Pharmaceutical. Don't pay more somewhere else. You can get the same or even better products directly from us. Now check this out. All American Body is a brand about you. Tell us what to make next so you can save big. Go ahead and request a specific ingredient. You know, arginine, citrulline, vitamin D, a product type or category, keto, greens, naturals, herbals, nootropics, and even a specific branded product or formula. We'll either copy it exactly or make it even better. And best of all, it won't cost anything close to what you've been paying, period. And if we do end up using your suggestion, you'll get the first bottle absolutely free. We'll also give you full credit on that product's description page. You'll be famous signing autographs and people asking you to take pictures with them wherever you go. So head on over to allamericanbody.com right now. That's allamericanbody.com and make your product request today. All American Body. Crazy savings, insane results.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Kana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
I don't know why, but his music isn't playing. What the hell's going on? Anyway, we were supposed to have the Gadget Guy theme song there, but something went wrong with the automation software. How you doing, Derek?
Doing great, man.
I can't understand
Beautiful
why
day.
I didn't play. That's
know,
bizarre.
Maybe we might have to get our own jams going.
I think I dropped it in the wrong place. Maybe that's the problem. That's okay. I'll play it on oh, coming good. Out of the next break. Anyway.
Hey.
So meditation is a very important thing. None of us do it enough. I even took transcendental meditation, and I don't meditate anymore.
Yep.
But there's an app that you indicated is probably where people should start if they're interested in meditation. Is that right?
Oh, man, yes. This thing is absolutely epic, and everybody I know that's used it loves it, and it's so simple and easy to start, but it works amazingly well.
So what is it called?
So this app, it's called Headspace. And I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of people have already heard about it. It's on the app store for iTunes and Android. It's been around for a little while now. But Headspace, the thing that is awesome in that same link that I sent you to, they have a free 10-day trial program. And I know a lot of people that when they initially start and they use this, they even will just use the 10-day trial and use it over and over and over again, though the paid version of it is really good, really good. They've done such a phenomenal job with it.
So, I just signed up for it. Like you said, the first 10 days is the learning. They teach you all about meditation, but that's free to get started. What's the big difference between the free and the paid?
So the main thing, and what I kind of really tell people when they first are trying and doing the free version, because it would be kind of irresponsible if they just threw you into all these programs and all these options and didn't kind of tell you and teach you about meditation, like you said.
Right.
It's kind of like a primer. So the 10-day is really like a primer. I think it works great on its own because a lot of people never even take 10 minutes once a day for themselves. So even if you're just using it for that, you're going to get so many great benefits. But once you do the paid version, and it makes you go through the 10 days, you can't pay for it unless you go through that 10 days. You can't just go right into the program, which is nice too. You have what they call packs. So you have all these different specific packs that you can choose. So there'll be different tracks in different levels that are like an educational, but it all build on one another. So you might have one for stress. You might have one for relationships. You might have one for patience. There's ones for pain. There's ones for love. And so you can go through these basically like you think of an educational system with the meditation, those packs. But now, and the thing I love, I've had this for several, probably about 2.5 years now. The thing I love, though, they really, really do a good job of updating it as well. They've updated it a lot. The app looks beautiful. I mean, you know how they gamify everything nowadays. They've done that. There's a social component if people want to have it as like a social media component, but you don't have to use that. But then they have little, they call them little refreshers or little short ones. So as an example, when I look on here, some of the little minis on here, there's one that's just unwind and it's 2 minutes. There's one that's breathe. There's one that's focus. There's refresh. So you happen to have a bad moment during the day and you need to kind of get grounded. You can just listen to something for a minute.
Meditation is supposed to be about clearing the mind,
yes.
Quieting the mind, focusing on a mantra that has no meaning, and repeating it over and over again until you become in a trance-like state. Wouldn't the app and your phone kind of be a distraction?
So it's interesting you said that, because one of the cool things about this is all the dead space on it. It's actually amazing. I would say the most regular one, it's very uncommon. I don't use this once a day at minimum. And I probably don't ever use it more than three times a day, but probably 75% of the time I use it twice a day. And I usually do the 10 minutes. So, and you can set it if you want to do a 10 minute, a 15 minute, a 20 minute, or you can do those little short ones. I would honestly say if you condense down the talking of that entire 10 minutes, it honestly is probably less than a minute.
Wow.
Or less. So the way that he interweaves this, and the guy's name is Andy. He actually is a former Buddhist monk. So everything about this guy, his tone, but it's not over the top, you know, spirituality, or it's like the meditation app for somebody that's intimidated and doesn't want to meditate.
Right.
So he doesn't turn people off. His voice is just so soothing. The way he does his breaks and his pauses, it's like the most well-orchestrated speech you've ever heard somebody deliver. But of the 10 minutes, I bet he talks for 45 seconds because he gives you plenty of time to stay focused and stay grounded and doesn't make it so your mind is going all over the place.
So traditional meditation requires that you meditate for 20 minutes at a time, and they recommend twice a day, upon waking up in the morning and then in the evening, late in the evening, but not before bed, but sometime late in the evening. But this sounds like you can just do it for 2 minutes at a time if you need it.
Yeah, you could. They have done this thing and made it so great, and I think they've really made it wonderful for our modern-day society and our modern-day minds, because think of how many people, I totally agree, if you set a schedule like that, you know, you don't do too close to bed, so your mind isn't going crazy, and you can't fall asleep, but you get too regimented with people, and I feel like they get turned off, and then they don't want to do it, and they feel like they don't have the time to do it, but when you say, look, if you just do this once a day for 2 minutes, who can't do that?
Yeah, and I know. That's what's really intriguing to me. Like, wow, so there's no excuse now.
There really isn't. And the analogies and metaphors that he speaks in, I think, are so relatable, because he'll give, you know, like when you're talking about quieting your mind, so many people have no idea what that means. They can't do that at all. And it's really intimidating because they can't shut their mind off. He'll give these great little metaphors and analogies for people. Like one that I love that he gives that kind of sums it up for people is he talks about your thoughts and that monkey mind thing of the constant racing thoughts. And there's a little video with this too, but it's just like these little animations. So it's so unintimidating, but it also is really deep. He talks about you're on the side of, like, say, an overpass, watching cars go by on the interstate. And that's like your thoughts racing by and racing by and racing by. If you rush out to meet every one of those cars, you're eventually going to get hurt because you do it.
Right.
But if you just sit there and observe them and then let them go. So it's so phenomenal how they've done this. I've never had anybody that hasn't responded well to this that has actually put some time and effort and done it.
How much is the app, if you do the 10 days and you like it, how much is the full-featured app?
So I was just looking on here because, see, I do the one, I pay for it for the entire year when I do it, and I'm just looking real quick. So if you do the monthly subscription and just pay every month, it's $12.99 a month. If you do the annual, which you prepay all at once, is $7.99 a month, so it's $90-some a year.
Right.
And then, actually, I just found this one. This must be a new one, so I'm probably going to do this next time. I got to re-up. There's a lifetime membership that's $399.
I worry about lifetime memberships and anything digital because, yeah, you know, companies can disappear. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
That is true.
You know.
That is true. So I do because I know I like it. I do the whole year, and I pay it at once, and it's like $95. But if somebody wants to do the $12.99 a month, and I know that they also have a thing where, and it says it right here, reoccurring monthly payment, you can cancel anytime. So if somebody's not using it, they could just cancel it, and there's no big commitment to it either.
So what have you noticed? How long have you been meditating now?
Here's the one thing I use as an example. I can't tell you how long, even before I really started researching meditation and actually took, you know, former courses, how long I've told people that heavy weight training or hard workouts or sports have been my meditation. And the example I give people is when you're under a heavy weight, pretty much if you're focusing on anything else or you're having a very hard workout, you're likely going to get hurt or you're not
right.
putting in your full on effort.
Right.
So I would say the concept of meditation, I've really embraced that for a long time. I mean, probably like 15, 20 years. Then when I started going in and trying to learn more of the regimented courses, like, you know, you've done previously, I probably did those about 10 years ago in a lot of different ways, shapes, or form. I even have gone to some of the retreats where you'll have, you know, real monks there to help you and help you learn and take you through things. Now, I really like to embrace some of those things and learn about them and the real in-depth part, but I think it really is hard and turns off a lot of people. So where I started using this one about 2.5 years ago, and it's the one that I use. I still have a meditation I'll do without this app and just alone by myself. But what I've noticed with this, I love how it's guided. It's almost like personal training. And as long as you just commit to doing it, it works really, really well. I use it a lot and I feel really like it helps me de-stress. So, and you can also, here's the other thing where you brought up about your phone. You can download them ahead of time, or you can also just download the next one. Once you do one, the next one will download auto for if you want. So if you want to have your phone off so you don't have a distraction, you know, something buzzing or pinging you or thinking you're going to check your email at the same time,
right?
You can pre-download them.
And then turn your phone on airplane mode, in other words.
Yeah, exactly. And then put your phone on airplane mode and still have it. I actually, a common place I really use this a lot is on airplanes. I love it on airplanes.
Yeah.
I've recommended it to some people who have anxiety on airplanes, especially like taking off or landing, is to put this on. So at least it kind of helps you be in a little bit of that space. Because the guy who does it, his voice is so great in the tone and how he speaks. I use it a lot when I walk. I like it a lot when I walk because there's so much dead space in it that I'm not worried, you know, if there's something I need to hear while I'm walking, I can still hear it if I needed to.
Right.
But I use it a lot when I'm walking, especially if I go for like, you know, a hike or I'm somewhere where there's not like a really busy city. But I really have noticed that it forces me, once I do it, it's almost like a putting you in the flow state because you're going through these habits, no different than suiting up before a game and wearing your lucky undershirt underneath my football pad. It's the same kind of thing. I'm going through these motions. I'm putting on my headphones. I'm putting this on.
Yeah, it's the ritual. It's the ritual.
It's exactly. It's setting up that ritual.
Interesting. I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk more about this. So the app is called Headspace. You can get it at iTunes, obviously, or I'm sure that Google Play has it as well. Or you can go to their website. I just went to their website, headspace.com.
Mm-hmm.
And signed up from there, and it looks like they may have emailed me a link that I'll be able to just download on my phone. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Derek Trumbetta. Stay tuned.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
If you've followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then train fasted and remain fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic, plus it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
A-T-R-A-N-T-I-L, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
That's what it was supposed to do before.
Like it.
Okay. I'm downloading the app as we speak. So I signed up at the website and created an account, and I'm downloading the free app, and I'm going to give it a try. I just need to meditate more. So have you gotten people to use this app, and can you tell stories to the audience about the kind of changes they've seen?
Definitely. So honestly, I can realistically say there's nobody I know that I haven't recommended to who has actually used it who does not agree that it's awesome. The problem is, again, compliance, where there's just a lot of people who they're too busy. And this would be the best thing for them, but they're so busy they can't get out of their own way to do this, so they never do it, so they don't know if it works. But some of the people I can think of, the biggest thing, because this is one thing I recommend across the board to so many clients, so many people, you know, guys I've worked with at the fire station for so long, because it just sets up that habit. It gets you guided. It takes out all of the guesswork. But some people I know that honestly haven't even done the paid version. They'll just do that 10-day program, though it's just telling you what meditation is. It's not, and it's giving you brief moments of meditation, and it's not even very specific to what you want. But in the vast majority of people, all they need is just a few minutes a day to clear their head and just stop. So it's at least doing that if you do the free version. So I know so many people that have done this that literally say that it's helped them with anxiety. It's helped them focus better during the day. It's helped them be more productive. It's helped them when they've had moments of, you know, feeling like they're going to make bad decisions, help them stop and think and take them out of this. I know some people that suffer with some really big addictions, drugs, alcohol, that you would think of some of the major ones, that this has been a huge factor into their success of overcoming those. It is really amazing. And there's a pack on there that is highly specialized for everybody in some way, shape, or form.
So, you know, there's a study that was just published last week that shows that meditation actually lowers blood pressure, but not necessarily the way we think it does. It actually flips genetic switches that actually have an effect on the blood vessels in our body. And so it's not just like, oh, yeah, you meditate and you're calm. It's you meditate and stuff actually changes physiologically.
It's amazing. I mean, from your brain to how your body functions, to being more in touch, to healing everything. You know, think how many people just kind of float through life and aren't in touch with things. And, you know, they're coming out with study after study after study of exactly what you're saying. I mean, think of those studies they're showing on, you know, have you seen the one on, they're doing it particularly on at-risk youth in schools that are usually some of these really troubled youth that are really having trouble, you know, calming down or setting on the right path and not getting in trouble, you know, illegally, that they're incorporating some kind of, that they usually, I think in school, they call it mindfulness because they have to be careful with the words that they use, but they're incorporating some kind of mindfulness training, even with like kindergartners, and it's helping with ADD.
Wow. No, I didn't see that.
I'll have to send you a few of these because they have even some where I've seen in like even, you know, older adolescent kids, but literally these high risk troubled individuals that normally would have a really hard time, and it's helping teachers in the classroom. You know, some of the things where they've tried to incorporate, I've seen before, like yoga, but then sometimes it's hard because some parents don't like that they're doing yoga because they think it's more of a religious or a spiritual thing,
right?
Not necessarily the mindset.
Oh yeah. I have friends that are like devout Christians.
Yeah,
and when I tell them about meditation, they go, well, how do you know that mantra? And I explained, what is the mantra? I said, the mantra is a Sanskrit word. I don't know the meaning of it. And I don't want to know the meaning of it, because once you know the meaning of it, then it has a symbolism attached to it. And it's not just a sound any longer. And I've had Christian friends of mine go, how do you know that's not a prayer to the devil?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I got to go now.
Yeah. And some of that where I kind of, you know, because everybody's a different place. But one thing I try to relate with that, most people, if they're very devout to a religion, they're probably doing some kind of daily practice or maybe a devotional.
Yes.
Or reading the text.
Prayer is meditation.
Basically, yes. What you're doing is that's meditation or mindfulness or taking a few minutes out of your day for positivity or for yourself or breathing and being relaxed. It's the same kind of thing. And if you're doing that, awesome. And you could totally keep doing that. And what I love about, you know, the Headspace thing is it is not. If he didn't straight up tell you and you looked into it, and they don't throw it in your face all the time, that he was a former Buddhist monk, I don't think you would know. You would just be like, wow, this guy has a great vibe and his voice and his delivery. And because it's not really religiously and it's not really spirituality stuff. It's just getting you in some way, shape, or form to take a few moments in the day to be mindful and meditation, whatever word you want to use. But I think it's huge. And I think it's one of those lost things that people just don't stop and slow down even.
Yeah. Yep. It really is. And I just posted a meme this morning. I don't know if anybody saw it, because I sometimes feel like Facebook doesn't share my stuff as much. No, I'm serious. I'm not being facetious. It's like I got 7,000 people or 8,000 people. Well, actually, I got 15,000 people between two different Facebook pages. And it's like, oh, 91 people saw your post. I'm like,
yeah, it's kind of wild.
Yeah. But I, you know, have you ever heard the word? And actually, the P is silent, Lustprinzip, but it's Lustprinzip. Lustprinzip is a word that Freud termed, Sigmund Freud, and it was the notion of pursuing pleasure and avoiding pain.
I'm familiar with that. Just, I guess I haven't seen the term with it. I'm
so, yeah, Lustprinzip right is the word he used in his writing to discuss how we how some people are attracted to pleasure and they chase it. They
mm-hmm.
And I said early humans played, Like other animals, they worked hard, but they played and they rested and they felt simple joys.
Yes.
Today's social constructs have robbed us of this evolutionary gift.
Instead,
we worry, we stress, we create unnecessary drama. Return to the playful human you were meant to be. Stop worrying and start chasing things that make you happy and joyous. That feed the child in you. Stop and play today. Lustprinzip was a term coined by Freud. It means loosely to pursue pleasure. Learn it and live it. You know, many of us feel bogged down by our lives. We feel trapped by our lives. But the irony is that we have complete control out of stepping out of our lives if we want to. I'm going to be extreme here and say, if you hate your job, you hate your spouse, you hate your kids, you hate your house. That rhymes, by the way. You can literally pick up Thursday morning, pack your bags, and don't tell anybody, and get on a Greyhound bus and leave.
Yeah.
Now, social constructs will make you feel guilty. Oh, you've abandoned your family. You've left everybody in a lurch. But those are social constructs that we have created to create governance over a population of people. Oh, these are the things you should do. These are the things you shouldn't do. But in the end of the day, none of those things, none of the shoulds and shouldn'ts really exist except in our own minds. And when you look at really, you know, there's a phenomenon that occurs amongst the most powerful people in the world. They make their own rules, right? Oh, they have open relationships. They sleep with other women. The wife is fine with that. You know, they justify things that they want to do. I mean, look at King Henry VIII. I mean, he created the Protestant religion so he could divorce his wife and abandon Catholicism. I mean, there's an example of somebody who recreated a social construct and a moral construct to suit his own needs. Now, I'm not saying you should start beheading your wives and doing that, but what I am saying is, if you're unhappy with things in your life, it's your own problem. It's your own fault. You can get up and you can walk away from that stuff and pursue what makes you happy. If you're in a relationship that is leaving you less than satisfied, you can walk away from that relationship and pursue one that makes you happy. If you're in a job that really sucks, you can move away from it and find a job that you really like. And then people say, yeah, but I have a mortgage. Well, you may lose your house. Oh, I can't do that. Why can't you? Because your peers will look at you like a deadbeat. There's that social construct again.
Well, what's so amazing, and you know, this is where you and I feel so much, I think, the same and share the really closeness on this, but that ultimate ownership, that extreme ownership for everything in our lives that people forget that they have, realistically, the times in your life, if you ever even have one where you're made to do something, is never. I mean, literally, the definition of somebody making you do something is like somebody forcefully kidnapping you at gunpoint. And even there, you still probably have some options.
Even then, you could choose to die, right? Yeah, you can say, I'm not going to do it. Just shoot me.
You always have a choice. And
that's the word.
Because,
that's the word. Now, listen to this.
I love it.
So right now, there are people in the audience going, no, I wouldn't do that. Ah, okay. Now, wouldn't is a different word than shouldn't. Okay.
Yeah.
I would not do that to my loved ones. I would not do that. Okay, so now let's look at this in the context of your thought process. You have things in your life you're not happy with, but you choose not to change them.
So
if you are choosing not to change them, then you should be happy with them. Even though they aren't what you want, you're choosing them. And men are guilty of this more than women, I'm going to be honest with you. In marriages, traditionally, men abdicate a lot of the decision-making to the wife. Oh, well, you decide where you want to go tonight. You decide what school the kids should go to. You decide which bills need to be paid first. You decide. Men abdicate their responsibility in relationships, and then they sit on the sofa. And they complain, and they act like as though they're hostages. Like, well, I really didn't want to do that. Did you speak up? Well, no.
Yeah,
well,
that's true.
I mean, you need to make choices, and if the choices are less than desirable, you should be happy with them because you chose it.
Yes. I always, the way I look at this, because I love totally, you know, modern day kind of the Tony Robbins talks a lot with the pleasure and pain principles. And I love the Freud and all the, you know, Maslow and all old things with that. But always what I think of is if what situation you're in, you either can change the situation or change how you feel about it or look
yes.
at it. And I mean, realistically, that's where, like, you know, I'm sure everybody listening has something that they do that somebody else would consider awful. And maybe it is generally considered awful or hard or whatever. But if you can, in your mind, realize what your why is and what you really want to achieve, you can absolutely love the process of doing it.
Yes, because you can choose to do it. You know, this is something that's very different about past generations. So my father didn't get everything he wanted in life. But that generation was all about service, okay? And there's a big difference when you're a person who believes in service, you get gratification from doing for others. When you're a person who doesn't believe in service, you resent doing things for others. Oh, I got to do this for so-and-so. I got to do that for so-and-so. Instead, a person who understands the value of service goes, I get something out of doing this for so-and-so.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, all we have in this life is the opportunity to give more and take less on this journey through life. Because I said this yesterday, too. I believe that the people who are rewarded and die peacefully, they are the people who feel like they actually gave more going through life than those who took more going through life.
Yeah, I love it. That little thing that you talked about, and I can't tell you how powerful it is. If you just change your have to's to you get to, in every statement in your head or what you say is so powerful, because you don't have to do anything. And if you're doing it, you're choosing to do it. So you should be grateful in some way, shape, or form that you get to do it. And if you're not, then either don't do it or change how you look at it.
Exactly. Exactly. And you get to download the Headspace app today.
Yeah.
If you choose to and choose to use it. But no matter what you do, I do want to make a blanket statement. Whether you use the Headspace app or you go in the App Store and you find another app, or you decide not to use any of those, if you Google superhumanradio.net and Ken O'Neill's name, you'll probably find the four shows that we did on Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio, where Ken taught people how to sit meditation, movement meditation. There's four different types of meditations that he talks about so that you can leverage any one of them. And you know what? It is so easy to meditate. It is so hard to make the time to do it. That's the thing. Meditation will come easy for you once you make the time to do it. And you'll feel better. You'll feel better. You'll feel better than a cup of coffee or an energy drink or anything else that you use to get through the day and feel like you're accomplishing stuff.
Yes, I agree. I mean, it's literally that. I always use the example, there's so many of these productivity things where so many people think they have to go nonstop for such a long period of time that taking these moments, you're going to actually, if you had your identical twin who never did this, and kept working through those 10 to 20 minutes a day, and you took these 10 to 20, you're going to outwork them and have better ideas and in the long run feel so much better than the other person would.
But you know what? Something that just dawned on me. It's important, if you're in a relationship, that both of you understand this phenomenon. Because otherwise, when you want to go meditate, your partner may say, well, must be nice, I've got to go do the dishes.
Yeah.
Or, you know, this is something that's easier done alone than in a couple, unless the couple is on board with it. Because your spouse may try to make you feel guilty for taking time for yourself. But don't feel guilty. Take the time for yourself anyway. Because as humans, we need time for ourselves.
Man, I love that you said that. This is something Chris and I talk about often, and what I absolutely love so much, because as you know, it is really very rare that you see people that are in really close relationships are actually really supportive of one another.
I know. And they're the ones that are supposed to be.
Yeah, because you have to really realize that in this world, even the things you were talking about earlier, the whole, you know, keeping up with everybody else and all these societal pressures, that really, generally speaking, nobody out there, even the people where they talk about this example of having haters, you don't have haters because nobody even cares about you in the first place. So the people that are close to you, you should be supporting each other. So Chris and I, and we're, you know, nowhere near perfect, but one thing I love that we do is always try to support one another. Like, you know, hey, Kristen, I think you should go and do this today for you. I would love for you to go and, you know, do this for you, or when she wants to go do something or go out or go. And it's not doing something that's irresponsible or hurtful to the other person, but when we need time for one another to do the things that we want to do, whether it's alone or with a friend or somebody else, so that you can also feel as a whole person. And one big thing for me that I love, especially with, like, you know, fitness coaching and lifestyle coaching with people, I know how amazing it feels to practice and do these things. I want other people to feel this way. So I darn sure want the people really close to me in my relationships to feel this way. So it's not just I want to have time to go do this, but I want you to have time to go do this too.
Do you have time to stay with me through the break? I want to talk about relationships a little bit.
Yeah,
okay.
I got a few more minutes.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. I want to kind of deviate a little bit and talk about relationships. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000, or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to RedconOne.com. That's REDCON, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm, and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
When's the last time you look forward to taking your pre-workout? I mean, like thinking about it the night before, shaking it up, anticipating the way it tastes. The music starts to thump louder. The weight starts to get lighter. Get ready to feel that way. Bounty Hunter is that pre-workout. Bounty Hunter will make you believe in pre-workouts again. Get free shipping with code SHR on a jug of ridiculously delicious, badass vanilla bourbon Bounty Hunter. Go to wildwestnutrition.com or click the banner ad at superhumanradio.net.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad, or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. We're taking a side path here today. We're talking about meditation and the Headspace app. And then we got into, I guess what we could say, a point of view on how you look at things in your life. And then we segued into the fact that in order to accomplish some of the things that you need to accomplish for yourself, if you are in a relationship, you have to have a partner who is willing to allow you. And I use that word allow specifically. So here's what I've discovered. I'll be 60 next month. And I've had a series of long-term relationships in my life. And when I lived in Las Vegas, dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of white one-night stands. So I have a pretty vast spectrum to compare relationships to. And what I have discovered in my years is that relationships go bad when one or both of the people in them start to resent the other person. And resentment starts out very, very small and quietly in a person's mind. And it's usually because of expectations that aren't met. A lot of times these are unspoken expectations. And sometimes they're unspoken because of those damn social constructs.
Yeah.
You know, in today's world, with feminism and all that sort of stuff, deep down inside, a lot of women just want a man who's going to provide for them and love them and take care of them. But you can't say that as a woman anymore, because you're supposed to be a glass ceiling breaking rocket ship nowadays, raising children, cleaning, working around the house, having a career. And the truth of the matter is that a lot of women, not all, but a lot of women want to be in a traditional relationship where the guy is the provider. And the reality is that in a lot of relationships, guys want to be the provider. But in today's social construct, with the way things are with the economy and jobs and so on and so forth, guys sometimes can't reach the goals that they really want to reach, to treat the woman that they love the way they want to treat them. And so these are very common unmet expectations in relationships that go quietly undiscussed. The woman feels let down because her life is, she, you know, women will say, I never thought I would be here at 50 years old. Oh, I never thought my life would be like, and when you pry, well, what do you mean by that? Well, I didn't think I'd still be working. I thought, what did you think? Well, I don't know. I just thought life would get easier and it's getting harder. And life does get harder as you get older, even if you're doing the same things that you did before when you were younger. But when you get older, you're kind of like, man, when does this end? When can I stop and relax? And guys feel like they're letting their woman down when a guy isn't making enough money to lavish the family and do these things. So these are unspoken, unmet expectations that happen in many, 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 many relationships, but no one talks about it. Because it's not cool, right? Because men and women we're not supposed to be men and we're not supposed to be women. We're supposed to be a little combination of both nowadays. And so resentment builds, and resentment has a funny way of showing up. You know, it's like something, you do something little, like you forget to take a dish out of the sink and put it in the dishwasher, and it'll sit there for 2 days, and then someone will break out and be like, you know, and you never pick up after, blah, 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 and like, and you go, where did all that come from? Where did that come from? Well, I'll tell you where it came from. That is actually years of resentment coming out at that moment, and it's displaced. And when that stuff starts happening, what we do is we shut down. We go in, oh, you know what? I'm just going to go in myself. I'm going to stay in myself. I'm not going to talk anymore. I'm going to come home from work and sit in front of the TV. And that is the exact opposite of what you need to do. When your spouse is resenting stuff, it's time to talk. Tell me what it is. Well, you know, I just wish I didn't have to work this hard. Okay, let's figure out a way we can live on my income.
Isn't it wild how, and where I can really use this example, because of having the extreme of being a firefighter for so long, which is very paramilitary, but isn't it wild how almost every major breakdown we have in anything in life has to do with communication?
And isn't it also interesting that we are such great communicators when we're dating? Right? Right, we're like, oh my God, I met this guy. We talked for hours last night. It was like I didn't even realize it was 4 o'clock in the morning, and we just talked about everything. And he shared his soul with me. And then you see that same person 15 years later. They're married for 10 years, and you're like, how are things going? He's an asshole. It's like, wait a minute, what happened to that? Because we change when we put on the title of marriage. I had a therapist. When I was in my 20s, I saw a therapist who taught me so much. His name was Jerry Katz. I was in Las Vegas. I was spinning out of control, drug abuse, alcohol abuse. I was running a business. I was a functioning addict. I ran a business. I made a lot of money. So from the outside, I looked like everything was great. But on the inside, I had some real issues that I needed to work out. And Jerry Katz helped me. He really did. And he taught me this concept. He said, the minute you get married, there are four people in the relationship. As a husband, there is your idea of what a husband is and your idea of what a wife is. As the wife, there is your idea of what a husband is and your idea of what a wife is. Quite often, those are four distinctly different people. What your wife thinks a husband is and what you think a husband is are very, very different. And that's why I came up with this notion. I've told all my children, in life, we use like love is currency. You have to understand what means love to your partner, and you have to make sure you're comfortable trading in that. That you can provide that. Like if you're an average blue collar guy, and you're dating a girl, and her opinion of love is a 5-carat diamond ring, a house on the hill, a brand new Mercedes every 3 years, chances are that relationship isn't going to last. And don't feel bad about it. You guys just talk a different language. That's all it is.
It kind of is what it is. It's the five love languages, man.
Yes. And so you know, when you talk to these people, you find out that they stopped talking to each other. They stopped communicating because their opinion of what a wife and a husband is, it was different than what your opinion of what a wife and a husband is. And there's unmet expectations right from the get-go. And they mount and they build and they mount and they build until no one talks to each other. People sit in different rooms. People stay out as much as they can. They avoid each other. They don't do anything together. And really, they're just seething below the surface, waiting for the right opportunity to divorce.
Wow. What do you think it is with people? Because I don't think it's even just like our direct love relationships as far as a husband and wife or partners, but with people that are the closest to us, sometimes they're the ones that we don't do these things as well with. What do you think that is?
Well, I think that we start to take people for granted, right?
Yeah, it's huge.
And see, and that's another thing marriage does, right? So Elisa and I, we're not married. The truth is that either one of us could leave at any time if we wanted to, because we don't have the government hanging over our heads going, well, if you want to leave, it's going to cost you tens of thousands of dollars. So as a result of that, we choose to stay together. We don't have to stay together, right?
I love it. I love it. And guys, a lot of other people don't realize that in the first place, that no matter what, we're choosing this and we
get
to do this.
And think about it, right? The guy, he's sitting on the sofa. And so there are two reasons for divorce. You know what they are? The top two reasons for divorce, money and sex.
Okay.
Guys always feel like they're not getting enough sex, and women always feel like there's just not enough money to do all the things that they want to do. And you're not allowed to talk about this because that means that, oh, well, women want to be provided for and men want women for sex. Oh, God forbid that men want women for sex. I mean, it's just been 4 friggin' million years that it's been like that. But, oh, don't you dare. I'm not a sexual object. I'm not here to just provide you with sex. I hate to tell you this. Like, strip away the buildings and all the edifices that we've created for civilization. Yes, that is exactly. Men and women are supposed to have sex to have babies so the species can continue.
Yeah, right. We're all about, everything's about procreation.
Yeah, yeah. So, but yo, you can't say that nowadays because someone will be insulted and be pissed off at you. But the bottom line is that the top two reasons that people get divorced is dissatisfaction financially and dissatisfaction sexually. Both of those things could be remedied if people started talking
but it's
not just talking. You also have to have a willingness to want to provide the other person with what their needs are, not belittle them. Like if your wife says to you, you know, all I do is worry about bills. I think if we paid our bills on time, I'd want to have more sex. The guy right away, he's like, oh yeah, you know, So you just want, yeah, I got to pay you for sex. No, dude, that's not what she said. What she said was that she'd feel more sexually inclined if there was less financial strife. Yeah. If less financial strife. Exactly. And you can't talk about these things because we're so friggin' boxed in by political correctness nowadays that you can't say, you know, a woman can't say, I love my husband. I just want to have sex with him constantly because he's such a good provider. Oh, you just set feminism back 1,000 years. Well, feminism didn't exist 1,000 years ago. You know what I mean?
There's so many labels on everything.
Yeah, it sucks. And that's why the important thing is for you and your partner to make the decisions about what's important to you. Tell your partner what's important to you. Tell them. Let them know. Because then, if they're not interested in satisfying you, at least you know where you stand. And then you can either choose to be happy with the situation or move on.
Yeah. We have this great quote on our wall that I look at every single day at our house. It says, happiness is when what you think, do, and say are all on the same line.
I like that.
And I think about that so much because so often it's a similar, you know, thing to where people are saying how hard it is for people to say no nowadays. But you got to realize when you say no to something, you're saying yes to something else. Or if you're saying yes to something, you're saying no to something else. So you need to really think. And what I'm thinking, doing, and saying, is it in line? Because if it's not, there's a problem here.
Yeah. It's tough. But again, being able to make space for yourself to do the things that are important for you should be supported by your partner. And if you want that to happen, then support your partner in their desire to do the things that make them feel good as well.
Honestly, man, with what you just said and, you know, the meditation and the relationship talk today, I would realistically say one of the most major things with every client I've worked with literally, you know, personally thousands of people and, you know, in some way, shape or form, probably, you know, 10,000-ish or more people in my time of doing this. The number one thing I'd say that I see common, it's not the lack of fitness. It's not the lack of how they eat. It realistically is probably that people do not take time for themselves.
Yes.
That's probably the number one thing I see.
Right.
And the most challenging at the same time.
And you wouldn't feel guilty about it if you didn't feel like someone was looking at you and going, look at this slouch meditating.
Yeah.
Like there are so many things that need attention in this house and he's meditating. Like that sucks. If that's the kind of relationship you have, that sucks in a big way, but you can change it. Again, you sit down, you communicate. I need time to do things for myself. You need time to do things for yourself. We are not being We're not being petty and greedy or whatever word you want to attach to it by doing these things. And I want to support you, but you need to support me too. That's it.
Yes. Bottom line.
Start talking like you're dating again. Forget that you're married. All right. So Derek Trumpetta's website is 970muscle.com.
Yeah.
You can go there, reach out to him, and communicate with him there. Obviously, he's on Facebook as well. Derek Trumbetta, T-R-O-M-B-E-T-T-A, right? There's two T's. Yeah.
You got it.
And he is the official Superhuman Radio gadget guy. If you have a gadget you want him to check out, please. Oh, guess what I got? I got my Halo unit this week.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I haven't even opened up the box yet because I hate opening. If I open the box up, I'm not going to use it now, and then everything's going to be all over the place. Like, I'm just going to wait.
Yeah. You need the time. I can't wait to hear what you say, and I just am so curious because you're so in tune with things. I have a feeling you're going to notice from the first time you use it.
Yeah. I'm excited about it, and we'll talk about it on one of our future shows together.
Okay? Oh, I can't wait.
All right, D, have a great weekend, brother.
All right, brother. You too. Always a pleasure.
And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.
Yeah.